This morning's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. It's December, and holiday cheer is everywhere.
Christmas, Christmas time is near. Time for toys and time for cheer.
But here's the reality. It isn't cheerful for all of us. On the outside, we are lighting the lights, we're singing the songs. But inside, many of us are still hurting. The woman whose beloved grandpa just died, the man who celebrates for the very first time without his dad, the family so joyful just days ago, now broken after a child born still. I mean, look, the truth is death is casually everywhere in today's world. I'd die for that cupcake. I'd kill to get that promotion.
Ernest, I'm in the morgue. They think I'm dead.
I mean, we are really good at death. But we are really terrible at what comes next for those left behind. My friends at Seattle's Healing Center, they like to say that grief is universal, but we don't talk about grief universally. So we hide, we pretend, we get on with it, we try to take another helping of cheer. I mean, we have to. It's what everyone else is doing this time of year. And yet deep down, what if they are hiding and pretending and getting on with it in secret too? What if this season we just decided collectively to share the cheer and the grief? And if that just became part of the tradition, who do you miss? Who do you grieve? Make me a promise today. You'll say their names to one other person aloud today, and then invite that person to say their own names aloud in return. I'll even go first. I'll break the ice. Tommy, June, Berthiel, Sadie. Now it's your turn.